Well, first of all, I'm very excited that Speaker Pelosi has accepted our invitation to come and visit our state to see for herself the devastation and the destruction that we're dealing with now. And I really appreciate the fact that the Democratic leader in the House is going to come to our state. I had asked her repeatedly to come, and I'm glad that she is. We know right now, Rod, that we have a billion-dollar need just related to housing. That we have an unmet need of $1 billion when it comes to housing alone. That money primarily, that $1 billion, the likely source for that is through CDBG money. And we're working on getting more of it. We have about $85 million coming, kind of a first round of cash and financial assistance. Much of that will be earmarked for housing. That is through the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So we're going to focus a lot on our housing challenges. Roughly 25,000 homes were damaged. Roughly 2,000 were destroyed. Those numbers will change. We're still finalizing the assessments. We will know on September 12th, for example, how many Iowans are interested in being bought out. We're going through that process because much of that is a local decision in terms of buyouts. There are some, in some cases, the homes are completely destroyed and they're not safe and they need to be demolished right now or as soon as possible. So we'll talk about housing. Then we'll talk about employment. You know, it's important to make sure that those people that have lost their jobs or have been displaced because of the natural disasters find a job or either get their old one back or secure a new one. And that's important that we work through the Department of Labor, for example, to make sure that we continue to have some funding there for those whose employment has been impacted. Obviously, agriculture will be a part of the discussion. It's estimated as much as $3 billion in ag damage. We're going to talk about transportation, our infrastructure. They're working on reauthorizing the transportation bill. I believe it will be reauthorized early next year. So there's a very robust discussion about that transportation bill. It's a long list. And we can show her literally by taking her into Cedar Rapids the extent of the destruction. And then we can also share with her the report, the Rebuild Iowa Commission report, which will be done and submitted to me September 2nd. So the timing of her visit couldn't really be any better because we'll have a lot of information to share with her before she goes back to Washington to work on that second round of federal financial assistance for our state.
When the commission meets this week and then reports to you on the 2nd, once you get that report, what's your timeline? How quick do you want to make a decision on a special session?
I think relatively quickly. Again, September 12th is another important deadline, especially as it relates to housing. That's when every city in the state that's been impacted has to tell us how many people in each of those cities are interested in a buyout. Then we have to obviously work with FEMA to say, to compare those lists, if you will, of the number of homes that FEMA thinks are eligible versus the number of families that want a buyout. So I would say probably by the middle of September we'll make a call one way or the other. And it might not take that much time, but I have not seen the final report, and I'm anxious to get my team together so that we can completely analyze the recommendations. And they have made, I do know, based on some of the task force meetings, that there are a number of legislative recommendations that have been suggested already. So it kind of depends on how long the list is in terms of recommended legislative steps. And then of those steps, are there alternatives to that? Using the executive council funding authority, for example, versus having a special session and asking the legislature for direct funds.